Hello, welcome to the English programme with me, Steve. This is an overview of British law, looking in particular at the evolution of the English legal system, one which has been copied all over the world, and one which makes us quite proud, actually. Yes, indeed, it does. So we continue now, episode 6, and we're looking... In the previous episode, we looked at sort of the idea of suing, civil law. And now we're looking at the different types, classifying law. How do you do it? And we take a little look here. Well, we have seen that law covers a wide range, wide variety of matters and plays a significant role in society. We have learned that our legal system is made up of both a criminal justice system and a civil justice system too. Well, these two systems exist to deal with two different types of laws that have developed sort of different purposes, if you like, and they lead to very different consequences if they are broken. We're now going to examine the main two types of classification of law. Well, first of all, civil and criminal law. One of the most common classifications, and one that is used by many legal systems, is the distinction between civil and criminal law. As civil and criminal law have different purposes, different systems are needed for dealing with them, and over time, different systems have indeed developed. Criminal law is about creating laws for the protection of society as a whole, and it's a means of providing punishment for those who break the laws. Criminal law sets out types of behavior that are forbidden within society, and if the behavior occurs, then punishment will follow. You know, whether or not there's justice, whether or not the idea of, you know, the more money you've got, the better the defense, and therefore the more likely it is that you get off or you have a more lenient sentence, that's an opinion which we shall come on to in sort of future episodes. We're just looking for now at the basic structures, but this idea that, well, you have the laws, if you break them, you're punished. Well, obviously, there's a whole range of sort of different sort of aspects to that, and or you know, the idea of different defences, mitigation, all these sort of self-defence, all these different things. And we're going to look at that in future programmes. We're just going to sort of make some progress now. And if you have any comments or thoughts on any of the things mentioned in these programmes, feel free to write in to us. Okay. So, basically, that's what criminal law does. It tells you what is forbidden, and with the idea that if you do that thing, if you perform the act which is forbidden, then punishment is certain to follow. If you commit a crime, you have offended against the state, and the state has the right to prosecute you. At the end of a case, if the defendant, as the person who is alleged to have broken the law, is found guilty, they will be punished by the state. Civil law is used, on the other hand, to settle disputes between individuals, which can include companies and corporations. At the end of a case, the party at fault has to pay compensation or comply with another suitable remedy, such as an injunction. There are a number of differences between criminal and civil law. It includes the purpose of each is basically different. Criminal cases are brought to maintain law and order, and as we said before, to protect society. Civil cases are brought to uphold the rights of individuals and to provide redress. The cases take place in different courts. A criminal case is usually brought by the Crown Prosecution Service, the CPS, on behalf of the state or the Crown, and the civil case is different because it's brought by an individual or a company or corporation. The standard of proof is different as well. Criminal cases must be proven beyond reasonable doubt. Civil cases only have to be proven on the balance of probability. And finally, the terminology used is different, and the person starting the case is given a different name by each system. More from this in episode 7. This is the English programme.